73 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We're expecting a high in the mid-90s heat index back up over 100 degrees. Tonight, there's about a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A new report finds that Tennessee is still struggling to provide access to maternal care. The March of Dimes tracks maternal and infant health across the country. It often gives Tennessee low marks, citing the state's maternal care deserts, high rate of death tied to childbirth, and high rate of preterm births. The latest report says that one in three Tennessee counties is considered a maternal care desert. That means there's no obstetrician working there. It found that annually 6,000 births take place in these care deserts. It also found more than half of Tennessee's counties have no hospital with a labor and delivery wing or licensed birthing center. That's especially true for rural areas. More than 85% of rural counties lack those services. Electricity demand is surging across the region, driven primarily by data centers. Governments and utilities have been exploring ways to make sure data centers pay their fair share. Locally, that's the Tennessee Valley Authority, which WPLN's Caroline Eggers says will consider a special rate this week.
TVA generates power for 10 million people in the region, and data centers comprise at least 10% of that load. Data centers can raise everyone's monthly electricity bills, which are paid to local power companies. But it's not a simple equation of more data centers, higher bills. It's really about demand, which is enormous from data centers, how TVA chooses to respond, and whether load forecasting is accurate. TVA is betting on large fossil fuel plants and is promising new nuclear, which is widely considered the most expensive source of new generation. Meanwhile, the utility has slashed its promises for new solar, which would offer more flexibility to meet demand versus old-school centralized plants. TVA plans to reveal a special rate for data centers and other large industrial customers this Thursday at its board meeting. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A union for taxi and rideshare drivers wants the Nashville Department of Transportation to reassign two downtown traffic enforcement officers. The union says the officers have been harassing and even racial profiling Black, Latino, Arab, and Asian drivers around Lower Broadway. Tennessean reports the union has been circulating a petition to get the officers removed. Tennessee's Drivers Union President Joseph Hill says there have been documented instances of the officers unfairly issuing citations. NDOT tells the paper the union's claims have not been substantiated, but that if they find proof of misconduct, they'll address it quickly. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.